Time for another visit with the Middleton Grammarian, Catherine Childs. How are you?
Good. Kids.
Oh, boy.
These kids today. Could it be the time immemorial problem that, well, times change?
Yeah, right?
And we've been around for a long time, I have.
Yes.
Maybe we'd be better off if we stopped to consider why some of the things we say, and we've taught them, don't make sense anymore.
I think that would be a good exercise.
Okay. So, these are not words or phrases that young people don't understand. The kids just don't know why we call things the way we call them.
Okay.
They know
okay.
what we were
right.
saying.
Right.
I'm pretty sure the majority of our audience will be saying duh
yeah.
a lot in this piece, but I think it's interesting to realize that things we've said for all our lives have unknown origins or oranges to young folks.
Sure.
Kyle, why do we hang up the phone?
Because the receiver used to rest on that hook.
A hook.
You hung up the receiver.
That's right.
You don't do that anymore.
Why do we dial a phone?
Oh, the rotary dial. I got to use one about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And there's something very tactilely, if that's a word, satisfying about
oh,
that.
Really? That little spin,
yep.
and yeah, you let it go and it's
yeah.
kick.
But you know, and I was telling one of our younger folks here not too long ago, boy, you hate it if someone had two nines in their number. Oh, my God, I'd have to wait all the way for that nine to
yeah,
go back
down.
Yeah,
it's the return
right.
that was always
right.
A problem.
Right.
Why does a phone or alarm clock ring?
Because it had those little bells.
It had
actually
actual
literally
bells
ring.
In them. Yes,
yeah.
that's right. Why do cashiers ring up a purchase?
Ching, ching. You know, the cash mm-hmm. register had mm-hmm. either an arm or it would make a sound.
And you think, do you know why?
I don't know.
Had a bell in it.
Oh, right.
Just
absolutely.
Like the phone.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
yeah. Cashiers would enter the price of each item on a set of mechanical levers, and then when they pressed the button to get the total, the price would pop up in a window and a bell would ring.
Yep.
Why do we roll a window up or down?
Because before power windows on cars, you had those things that would roll up or roll
like
down
a crank,
the window.
Right, yeah.
You know, not too long ago, I borrowed a friend's pickup, and it was a relatively... I mean, I think late 90s, early 2000s,
uh-huh.
but it had a roll-up window.
Wow.
And I just went up and down the road, rolling it up and rolling it down. Nostalgia.
Where does sounds like a broken record come from?
Now, this one's coming back, though, because vinyl is getting popular
oh,
again.
Yeah.
So when a record would get stuck, uh-huh. and you just say the same thing over and
like
over
like you
and
scratch
a record
part,
scratch, right.
Then it would hit that and it would throw the needle back.
Right.
Yeah, just
but,
a little bit.
You know, vinyl, especially with... hip young people is mm-hmm. back, so mm-hmm. I think that one might make sense again.
That's good. Now, I have to admit, I do not know the etymology of this one. What's the origin of luggage?
Like what I would take on a
mm-hmm.
trip? Well, you're lugging it.
That's it?
Oh.
I'd never thought of that.
I hadn't till
before
now.
Before they had wheels, and
right.
of course, you know, everybody's got
right.
wheels now.
Yeah.
All God's children got wheels.
Though, I have to tell you, recently I went on a trip and I didn't take one with wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was a dumb move. I was not nostalgic for that.
And do you remember the first ones, the head wheels? They had little
oh,
bitty wheels.
They lasted
and they were
a week.
Always falling over.
They lasted a week. They'd fall off.
Like an exhausted dog. You pull it along and walk.
We were walking out the door, and my wife, Laura, said, you should probably take one, because we have ones with wheels. She said, why don't you use one with wheels? I said, no, I don't need one. Boy, by the end of the trip. Idiot. All right.
All right. Now, I've never heard health food places described as granola. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that.
In fact, when I first moved to Fayetteville and O&F was on, do I have a story for everything? Am I the old man in the rocking chair now? Oh, my gosh.
And I'm the older woman who prompts you, yes.
But when I first moved to Fayetteville, others in Fayetteville who had lived here longer would call O&F, which is Ozark Natural Foods, of course, the granola store. And so
wow.
I just heard that.
And, you know, young people are going to look at that and go, granola, really? Like granola is full of gluten and sugar?
Oh, but it used to be handmade and,
it
you know.
It still had a lot of gluten
yeah, okay.
and sugar in it. But decades ago, granola was considered a healthy alternative to eggs, pancakes, and bacon.
Well, thank God those days are over.
Really? Yeah. Why do we turn a device on and off?
Because of a switch, right? Yeah.
Well, there actually used to be a handle
yeah.
or a knob.
Right.
Turning the knob. Right?
Right.
To release a flow of energy producing a substance like gas, steam, or electricity. To stop the flow, the knob would be turned back the other way. Why do we call it a message board?
Well, because in the old days, you'd have a board up there, and if you wanted people, you know, clean out the fridge, you'd put it on the bulletin board.
Yeah, bulletin board. And I think, you know, I know that there's a term electronic bulletin board, and I don't know whether that has been replaced just by message board or not. But why do we call some shows reality TV?
Well, because they're cinema verite, allegedly, right? Mm-hmm. They're just
supposedly,
following people. Yeah, yeah exactly.
When they first appeared, they were, but basically just less scripted and controlled than other shows. But now they've somehow moved more to that. This one I love. What is clockwise?
Oh, when you're going from 12 to 1 to 6 to 9 to 11 to 12. Mm-hmm. So you're going in a circle clockwise. Mm-hmm. So you'd start and go left.
But imagine students today
say,
go in a clockwise direction.
You may not know.
First of all, they don't look at analog clocks.
You may not know. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I know my son, many years ago, was totally confused when we would say it's a quarter to ten.
Oh, yeah. I remember being a kid and being confused by that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Because a quarter to him was 25.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Why do we say online for computer things?
I'm guessing because in the old days we had to dial up or I don't know.
Had to actually be physically connected.
Right,
to share
things. Yes, right.
Or a line.
Right.
There has to be a line between
us. Of course, right.
And processes that could be completed without this communication were offline. Why do we say rewind for a do-over?
Because you used to, like I'm thinking of reel-to-reel tapes, you'd rewind it and record over it again.
It was also true in videotapes.
Right.
Like
VHS
things.
Be kind, rewind
that's
is
right.
what the video
or
stores
would. Or get charged $2.
Right. Yes.
And finally, Kyle, what does CC mean on an email?
Oh, carbon copy.
Mm-hmm. And how weird is that?
Wow, when was the last time you saw carbon paper?
Not me, not in a long, long time. Well, when have you seen a typewriter, which is what you needed to use carbon paper?
Yeah, good point. But it's still a CC, and people say that all the time.
That's right.
CC so-and-so on that.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, that's great.
Yeah,
thank you,
is.
Catherine.
Okay, well, this was the bee's knees. See you next time.